The shepherd's story is one I want to dip into today. Actually, I've got my own shepherds here. Don't know whether you can see this. Do you know what one of these is? You've seen them before. It's known as a Christmas pyramid. And the principle is some of the characters, you've got wise men, the magi further down at the bottom here. And then you've got shepherds in the middle. You've got angels on the top. And the idea is that the heat from the two candles that you light comes up and turns the paddles at the top, which allows the characters to move around. That's the principle. Earlier this week, this is what I saw. Let me show you a little video. Can you see how fast it is spinning around? It's going around so fast that the characters probably enduring G-forces that even a fighter pilot wouldn't endure. And look a little more closely. And number one, the candles are not lit and the characters are spinning around backwards. They're not going in the direction they're supposed to be going. And the reason is that there was a fan above it, and that's what was causing it to spin in the wrong way. This is what it is supposed to be like. These candles are about to go out, so it's about to slow down and stop, but you can see them sedately, gently turning around. That's the idea of this particular item. And as I saw this, it occurred to me, I wonder if actually, that's a picture of what we are often like. We're going around spinning and spinning, often in the wrong direction, being blown around by the pressures of people who want us to do things, society that wants us to do things. We seem to have an instant society, and the sort of social media that we're all pressured by wants us to respond quickly, instantly. And sometimes it feels like we are being blown and battered almost out of control. And the reason the influence in our lives is coming from the wrong direction, like the fan that was blowing it when there were no candles, that shouldn't have been happening. It should have been the source of light that produced heat. That's what it was designed for. And that's what God designed us to be as his people. Which brings me back to the shepherds. So in that account that we've just read, there are some interesting little lessons for us about the shepherds. First of all, there they are, minding their own business out in the fields. They're not in the towns, they're not in the cities. They are literally living a very rural life. They're probably sleeping with the animals that they are responsible for. I suspect none of them had checked an email in months. They didn't worry about social media. They were focused on the life that they had where they were. And yet they were the people who God spoke to directly. Basic people, simple people. Some would say that they were the aliens, the outcasts. They would not be welcome. They probably smelt a little bit and not so welcome in the towns and villages where other people were. And yet it is to these people that God chooses to show himself and to reveal these incredible messages. So the angel appears, light appears, and initially they are terrified. But at the same time that they are initially terrified, they are also going through what is going to be the most wonderful occasion of their lives, because they are having an encounter with God. What's really interesting is the first word spoken by the angel is, "Do not be afraid." The longing for God is to bring calm to their situation. And so he gives them good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. That's what Christmas is. It is a message of good news. It's not bad news. It's a moment of joy and great joy that this message comes to everybody in the world. And that lesson comes through the shepherds, and it teaches us something. It seems to me that this year has perhaps been a more stressful year than any that we have been through. And the testimony that some of you would give certainly would support that. It seems that we've gone through bad news after bad news, one rough thing after another. There's been lies, there's been disappointment from leaders, and we've suffered bereavement, and it's shaken things up, and we've been really uneasy. I wonder how many of us have felt extreme stress at some point this year because of illness, because of family situations. Because some people are going to watch this, I'm just going to put it on gallery view so I can see all of your faces. Just put your hand up if, like me, there have been some moments this year when you have suffered some kind of real stress because of what's going on around you. Someone in the family, a health situation you've gone through. Lots of you have gone through really difficult things. I probably should ask the question, is there anybody who's not been through those stresses? The message of Christmas is that that's why God stepped into this world. The message to the shepherds, do not be afraid, is his message to us. He says, I'm there, I'm with you, I'll walk with you through this. There's a song that we often sing. I inadvertently played it for you just a moment ago. Isaac Watts' song, written 300 years ago, Joy to the World. Do you know, Isaac Watts was a man who struggled with illness. He struggled with mental illness. And yet he could write a song as powerful as Joy to the World because he could see the bigger picture. He knew that Christmas was actually about God doing something for all those things. The shepherds tell us a little bit more, don't they? They were given a sign, the sign of a baby wrapped in cloths, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That is an astounding message that God would reach out, the creator of the universe would reach out and be born in flesh, an infant. Vulnerable, a child who would soon be persecuted. He would end up fleeing as a refugee in Egypt. And the reason that he went through those things is so that when we struggle with the same things, he can say to us, I know what you're going through because I've been through the same myself. God gets it because God lived it. That's why it's good news for us. God became flesh. He became a carpenter. He worked with his hands. He did ordinary things. And as a child, despite the words of Away in a Manger, he undoubtedly cried and yelled like any other child. But that was the Father's gift to us to say, I get it, and I'm going to walk with you through it. And then one of the things that I think applies to us as a church is that many of you feel vulnerable, susceptible, perhaps a little frail. Age is a challenge to us. Do you know, I believe that God knows that in us. And the message to the shepherds is to say, I come to your vulnerability and I will be there with you in whatever you face. He would come as a child. He would lead a vulnerable life. He came for us. He came to be with us. And ultimately, he came to die for us. How can that be anything other than good news? So much so that the only natural response, I believe, is to share that good news. And that's exactly what the shepherds did. We read, when the angels left them, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see those things that we've been told about. They did. They found God was good to his word. The baby was lying in a manger. And we read that all who heard it were amazed. Isn't that our challenge, to share that stunning message that the world has just forgotten. They look for superheroes in a form of people who wear tights on the outside. Superman and the rest, we're obsessed with those sorts of characters that might change the world for us. God has already done it in his son, in Jesus. That's what Christmas is about. And that's a beautiful thing. What better news is there than the good news of God giving himself into this world? He's come, and in so doing, he gave everybody who wanted it value, significance, purpose. He gave them love. That's the Son of God. That's what we find in the name of Jesus. Let's sing again, shall we?